Today is the 18th of January 2017. And we're looking at a passage today in Hebrews. We're going to be looking at this. Hebrews, the 4th chapter. And, you know, Paul starts out in this particular chapter saying, "Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter in to rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth, that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in, because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For the he that enter into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of an unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Well, I'll tell you, there's so much in this chapter, it's hard to know which direction to go, really. but I guess what I really want to focus on today is verses 12 through 16. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You know, that is the value of the word of God, you know. It is a way of revealing. The Word of God is a means of revealing to us our own unworthiness, our own need of Christ, the reality of what Christ has done for his people. It says, "By faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." He goes on and says, "There's not any creature that's not manifest in his sight." all things are naked. Open the eyes of whom we have to do, and the Word of God is the one that reveals to us our sin through the Holy Spirit. Now, when we realize these things, and we realize that we are in this battle between the flesh and the spirit, Paul wrote Hebrews, reminds us that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. Now, we see that there is a big contrast between those who have faith to believe that Jesus Christ is their high priest and those who do not. For example, we see in verse 6, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. There are masses of people who do not believe the gospel. They do not believe that Jesus Christ completed the work that He said He completed when He said it is finished. There are masses of people who think that they have to do something by their works to merit God's favor. That's why he started out by saying that unto us the gospel was preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. The reason that they cannot hear the gospel, the reason they continue in believing that their works do something to merit favor with God, is that it's not mixed with the faith of Jesus Christ. But in contrast, there does remain, therefore, a rest to the people of God. And he says those that have entered into the rest have ceased from their own works, as God did from His. Now, I'm glad to know that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, and that He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities, and in all points was tempted like we are, but yet without sin. And so we are exhorted to come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Job said, "The hand of God touched me. The hand of God had touched me." And Job found grace in the sight of God. Did he not? We know he did. The grace of God was upon Job. When we are going through Job experiences, we are to come boldly to the throne of grace that we might find help. That we might find grace, that we might obtain mercy in the times that we need it. There are tests that we are put through. There are trials. There are temptations. There are scoffings by the world. There are many things that we have to go through in our lives. But God is faithful. He has been touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And we can see that this high priest has shown us compassion. He is long-suffering. He is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And it says that he entered once into the holy place to become sin for us who knew no sin. And I'm glad to know that we can go to him with all of our cares, our trials, our tests, and we can find grace to help in time of need. We have an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil, Hebrews 5:19. And so the question is, how is it that God has shown some mercy and others not? We don't understand how this faith came to us. You know, there's a song that says, I know not how his wondrous grace he did to me impart. But we do know that he did do it. He gave us his faith, the faith of Christ. Believe and to lay hold on the gospel. And that faith that was given to us is eternal. And it says, even though the works were finished from the foundation of the world. You know, think about that for a minute. Even though the works were finished from the foundation of the world. But he is a continual priest. He makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And we realize that his work is an ongoing work. He is concerned about us each and every day of our lives. And, you know, his blood is a continual work in our hearts. You know, he entered though once into the holy place. He entered once in the holy place and sat down. And we must realize that that, you know, they used to make sacrifices over and over and over again. That's what the Roman Catholic Church does in the Mass. But Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Okay. And, you know, it's not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. This perfect Lamb of God, you know, we're told in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, I love this verse 14, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. And he says in verse 17, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Well, we're told several times in Hebrews to hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For He is faithful that promised. And I'm glad that we have the Word of God, which is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, and that we are naked before God to whom we have to do. We have no merits of our own, do we? We cannot give any merits to ourselves. But we have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We have the merits of His Son. And we've been given the faith of Christ to lay hold on Him. And there's nothing that we can do to merit His favor. But He is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart. But again, we have a promise. We have many promises throughout the Bible. But He says, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The throne of grace provides grace. The throne of grace provides grace. I'm thankful for that this morning. So let us think on these things today. And so when we find ourselves going through trials and tribulations and so on, let us flee to that throne of grace where we can find rest in our Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless.